Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun underneath.
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cole.
Time flies by.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
I love Wake Up Radio.
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. Morning. Morena, Raglan, and whoever's listening. Who else is going to say hello? Oh, let's put your mic down a bit. Who have we got here? What's your name?
Cobra.
Who? Who? You just saw your teacher outside, didn't we? What was her name?
I don't.
You not remember her name? No? It's not Merrin?
No.
No? All right, from which kindy, Cora?
Baby room.
Come closer, no one can hear you.
Baby room.
The baby room at Let's Grow? Yeah? Okay, cool. That's Cora. We've got another one. Where's the other girl? You saying hello? No? Who else not saying hello? All right,
that
what?
Went up by itself.
Oh, you've got a magic microphone. Look at that.
Watch
tell
this.
Aaron. Look. Oh dear, that's going to be difficult unless you're really, really tall. Maybe it'll wait.
Yeah. No, when you push it, it goes like that.
It does.
I want it to stay up.
Well, then no one can hear you. There you go. We need it here to talk, don't we? We usually just say what we're doing and we'll put some songs on. So what are we going to do today, Cora? You chose, didn't you? What do you want to talk about today?
Kiwi!
Whoa, that was loud. Kiwi what? Kiwi people? Kiwi what?
Animal kiwi.
The animal kiwi. We've got a book, haven't we? We're going to do called It's My Egg. You got this from kindy, didn't you, 1 year? Was it a present?
No.
Did Alba get it as a present? Did you get it as a present, Alba?
No.
I think you did. Right, okay, so...
Because I got Stickman book from Mappy.
Did you? Okay. Can't hear you, Alba. She's talking to Mike. Oh, she's not talking. Right, so it is kids week, celebration weekend on Raglan Radio. So you got kids coming with Gemma, Susie and friends, and us. So we're on now. We are earlier now. We're 8 till 9. So, yeah, we just need to update all the paperwork online. But you can listen to us anytime on Catch Up. We've got quite a few shows now. We've been kicking around a while. And we're going to put something on... It's in the usual fashion of, let's see what the internet can tell us about kiwis. But we found a song called The Kiwi Bird. Cora quite fancied having a go at. So we'll try that, shall we, Cora? See what it does. Yeah, here we go.
Hey.
Oh, I've lost my mouse. Where's it gone? There it is. Is it going to play?
Violet.
other three things, like the top, that top one.
That's just how to buy and put. Oh, this to learn about actual keywords.
Yeah.
Alright, we can try that, couldn't we? Uh-huh. Right, now we're going to try and learn some stuff. So, good old National Geographic. Come to Atlas if you want to join in at home, if you're listening. Then just YouTube search Kiwi Birds, National Geographic. And we've got a couple of minutes to see what we learn about kiwis.
Okay, we have 6 North Island brown kiwis here. That's the only species you will actually find outside of New Zealand. They're very bizarre, very unbird-like as far as birds go. They evolved in a very isolated environment, and as such, they evolved to have a lot of characteristics that you don't see in other birds. They have a lot of mammal-like characteristics. Within New Zealand, at one point, prior to the arrival of humans, there was really only birds down there. There was only 3 mammal species. Those were all 3 bats. Once humans arrived, it was about 700 years ago, they started introducing a lot of non-native species that had a major impact on all of the native fauna there. In particular with the kiwis, there's stoats, which is a small European weasel, cats, dogs, and various other introduced animals. It's absolutely critical to learn as much about some of these species prior to them getting down to such critically low numbers that there are none left in the wild, because in that situation, once you bring them into captivity, you have no means of studying them in the wild. And if it's a species that hasn't been managed in captivity before, all the husbandry aspects and breeding has not been worked out yet. So you're just starting from scratch, not knowing anything about their natural biology in the wild really doesn't help you at all for managing them in captivity.
Find something in New Zealand in a minute. Right, so... Oh, I've had the wrong microphone on. Look at that. I've had 2 on instead of 3. I wonder what people actually heard. Oh, well. Right, so we found another thing now called 10 Little Kiwi Birds. Let's see what that sounds like.
Oh, do you hear something over there?
Ooh.
What is that? I see a family of kiwi.
Can you count with us?
Two little, 3 little kiwi birds. 4 little, 5 little, 6 little kiwi birds. 7 little, 8 little, 9 little kiwi birds. 10 little kiwi birds.
Oh, they're off home again. Count with us again. Shall we count backwards this time?
Fact Files, we're talking about kiwi. These birds are weird. Adorable, but totally weird. In a lot of ways, they're not like other birds, because they've adapted to be quite similar to mammals. Kiwi are flightless birds endemic to New Zealand. New Zealand has few native mammal species, so kiwi were able to fill the roles that mammals fill in other parts of the world. Kiwi have dense bones with bone marrow, low body temperatures, the lowest of any known living birds, and they rest in underground burrows. There are 5 recognized kiwi species, and all of them are at risk of extinction. More than 100 years ago, there were millions of kiwi. Their natural predators were birds of prey, such as the now extinct laughing owl. T. Today, kiwi are predated by introduced invasive predators such as stoats, dogs, and cats. Because kiwi didn't have mammalian predators to contend with in their past, the birds, especially their chicks, don't have the means to deal with these predators now that they've been introduced. Fewer than 5% of kiwi chicks live to adulthood. This is why conservation efforts are in place for kiwi. As adults, kiwi can kick with their dinosaur-like legs. This might sound familiar since some other kiwi relatives defend themselves in a similar way. Kiwi not only defend themselves when attacked, they defend their territories. Kiwi live from coastal sand dunes to dense mountainous forests to farmed grasslands. A pair will share a territory, which they'll mark with droppings. This is another mammal-like kiwi trait. Kiwi are considered monogamous for life, but a female will leave a pair if she spies another, more fit male. The females are larger in kiwi species, and they control the relationships. During the breeding season, which lasts from June to March, a male kiwi will chase his partner, booping her on the bum with his beak in an attempt to mate. However, it's only when she's decided she's ready and allows the male to mount her that they'll procreate. This seems appropriate, since she'll be going through a lot of pain in order to lay her eggs. Kiwi are about the size of a chicken, so it seems safe to assume they lay chicken-sized eggs, but this would be an incorrect assumption. Kiwi eggs are some of the largest compared to the mother's body mass among all living birds. By the time an egg is ready for laying, it will take up 20% of the female's body, and she will be unable to eat in the days leading up to laying. Kiwi eggs are laid in nesting burrows. These birds can dig deep in the ground using their strong feet. The egg is then incubated for about 2.5 months. Kiwi chicks hatch fully developed, meaning they look like smaller versions of their parents, and they can fend for themselves almost immediately from birth. In fact, kiwi parents never even have to feed their babies. Kiwi may have multiple broods in a season, and sometimes they form a family group with siblings remaining in the parents' territory for years to help with incubation duties, though this largely depends on the species. Something else strange about kiwi is that they're the only birds with nostrils at the tips of their beaks. These nostrils are used to sniff out food below the ground. Kiwi eat earthworms, snails, slugs, millipedes, crayfish, and even berries. Rooting through the dirt can clog up their noses, so kiwi do a lot of sneezing. Kiwi also come equipped with modified feathers on their faces that work like cat whiskers. These help kiwi get around in the dark, as they are generally nocturnal. In the wild, it's believed kiwi may live to be 50 or more years old under the right conditions, but with current predation rates, their average lifespans are significantly shortened. Thankfully, the efforts in place are helping to raise their numbers, though there's still a lot of work to be done to save these beautiful and unique birds from extinction. For more facts on kiwi, check out the links in the description. Give a thumbs up if you learned something new today, and thank you for watching Animal Fact Files.
Oh, did we learn something then? What did we learn? I learned that when a kiwi is pregnant, it takes up 20%. Well, it only has 20% of its body left.
I learned something from this book.
You've learned something from the book?
Yeah.
What have you learned?
When the mother kiwi has laid her egg, she goes away to build up her strength again.
Oh, is she? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were saying that when the kiwi chicks are born, they don't actually need anything from their mummy for a bit. They're all right. Isn't that good?
And the dad has to look after the egg.
Oh, no, I know how that feels. I'm going to look after you, monkeys. I haven't got kiwis. I've got some monkeys in the house, haven't we? You two, and now baby Bryn. Wonder when we'll get baby Bryn in the radio. Do you think he'll want to do radio?
Yeah.
But how are we hot old for him? Dad would need to sit here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs to sit here.
Yeah.
And I want to sit there. And we can Bryn sit.
Where can Bryn sit? What?
There's only three seats.
There's only three seats.
On Daddy's lap.
Probably on my lap, or I stand up, or he shares a seat with one of you.
Yay!
Couldn't he? I think we'd make it work, wouldn't we? Yeah? Good. Right, so we've got a book. We'll read a bit about kiwis, and then we'll probably wrap up the kiwi section. Because Albert also wants to talk about the Commonwealth Games today, don't you, Albert? Mm-hmm. And why do you want to do that?
Because we are learning about the Commonwealth Games at school and because they've been on.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about that in a minute. Right, we've got a book. It's My Egg. Who's going to read this book? Who's going to read it?
Me.
Alba's going to read it.
No!
Yeah? You're going to read it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah, but Alba can read now, so that's good.
I can't really see since I'm so low.
You can't see because you're so low. Mm-hmm. Right. 1 second, callers. We'll just get your seats up. Right, now, important DJ Alba has got a bottom higher. She can read the book. Let's go back that way. Right, well, we haven't got anything at the moment. Right, Alba, over to you. Tell us about kiwis.
The shrill cry of kiwi fills the forest. Cree, cree, cree. The mother kiwi has laid an egg. The father kiwi is very proud. It will be his job to look after this egg, keeping it warm, keeping it safe, all by himself.
Daddy. Yeah? You can't turn the page because you've got pink gloves on. Oh, dear. They have got grippy bits. Okay. Right.
I
will assist you, Alba. Here is me turning the book.
Goodbye, says the mother kiwi. I have to go now. Take good care of our egg. I will say, says the father kiwi. The mother kiwi will be gone a long time. She has to build up her strength after laying the egg.
Oh, another page turn, children. Here we go.
The kiwi curls up with his egg for a nap. While he sleeps, a man brings a trap. The trap is to catch stoats. Stoats can hurt the kiwi and the egg, and the chick that is growing inside the egg.
Oh, sorry, page turn.
The man puts the trap next to the kiwi nest. He checks to see if the kiwi is in the nest. He isn't the only one who is interested. Someone else is watching.
Page turn.
At night, the cat comes prowling. An egg, thinks the cat. Eggs hatch into chicks. Chicks taste good. I'll just have a closer look.
Yeah, we're using extra footage today. Right, what's going to happen?
Get away, cat, says the kiwi. It's my egg and you can't have it.
And with that, they get a laser and shoot the cat.
No.
Oh, no, don't. No, sorry. No. Sorry. No, it didn't happen. It's just getting shoo.
The cat makes... The kiwi makes lots of noises to scare the predators away.
And the picture looks like he's got a big pointy beak that he's poking in the cat's bottom. That'll do it.
A girl and her dog are going for a walk before school. The dog is... Whiskey.
Yep.
He wants to poke his nose into everything he smells.
Good reading, Alba. Right.
Awesome!
What's this, thinks the dog. I've never seen one of these birds before. And what is that big white thing it's sitting on? I'll just crawl in for a closer look.
That's the dog crawling in. Got all the sound effects today.
Get away, dog, says the kiwi. It's my egg and you can't have it.
Gets his laser out again. His laser beak. Right. Oh. What's here?
The man explains that even friendly dogs are dangerous to kiwi. To a kiwi. A dog can kill a kiwi just by grabbing it, he says. It's not the dog's fault. They can't resist the smell of a kiwi. The girl is sorry. She will keep her dog close beside her from now on.
And doing good things. Right.
The man sets the trap. Stokes like to eat hen's eggs, so he puts a first hen's egg into the trap.
I haven't got a hen noise. I just saw the word donkey. There you go.
That night, a stoke comes snooping.
Yeah.
Stokes are very dangerous to kiwi. They are very clever and very fierce.
Yep.
The stoat has smelled the kiwi nest. The stoat is hungry.
Uh-oh, the stoat's hungry. What should we do? Oh, that's unusual. Right, next. What's going to happen?
Get away, stoat, says the kiwi. It's my egg and you can't have it.
Yeah. Get the laser out. His laser beak. Oh, something cool coming up.
No, kiwi, says the stoat. It's my again now, and I'm going to have it.
No.
No, that can be.
That's scary noise.
Whack!
Big whack. Multiple whack, in fact.
The stoat has bitten the hen's egg. The trap has snapped shut and killed the stoat. Just as well, because the kiwi chick is starting to hatch.
Okay. So the man's trap worked, got the wrong egg, and now the kiwi's egg is hatching. What's happening?
The mother kiwi has come back to the nest. You did it, she said. Looked after our egg all the time I was away. And now we have a beautiful chick. The father kiwi is happy that he kept the egg safe. Now there is one more kiwi in the forest of Aotearoa.
Awesome! Franklin Community Radio! Awesome!
Alright, that's the egg. Cool. Thanks, Alba. Read by 6-year-old Alba. There you go. Who goes to Tiuku's?
Six and three quarters.
Sorry, 6 3/4. Yeah, you're getting closer to 7. End of near Halloween. What's wrong? You're hungry. Okay, I don't know what to do about that. Maybe Alba could give you a little bite of that biscuit.
Shorty had a big.
So did you. Right. Okay. Cool. Yes. Yeah, so good reading, Alba. Very impressed. So what have we got now?
This is not the BBC.
We know it's not the BBC, so we're going to do about the Commonwealth Games.
She's not letting me.
So let's try and find something about games here. What have we got?
Commonwealth Games, Daddy.
What can we do? There's this. Na 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 na.
Lord.
Things about the Commonwealth Games. Let's have a laser noise because it's always good. What can we do? A helicopter. Right, okay, we're going to learn some facts about the Commonwealth Games now.
Olympics. The Commonwealth Games is a multi-sport event that happens every 4 years with various countries from around the world. But what else is there to know about the Commonwealth Games? Here are five things that you should know.
Yeah.
Number one. The very first Commonwealth Games was held in Hamilton, Ontario in 1930, and was actually called the British Empire Games. The competitors consisted of 400 athletes from 11 countries. Things have changed a lot now, as the Commonwealth Games coming up in 2018 is expected to have more than 6,000 athletes from over 70 countries. Number two. The Commonwealth Games is an international competition, but it only involves countries that have been controlled under the British Empire. That's why the Queen, or a representative of the Queen, always opens the Commonwealth Games at the opening ceremony.
It now gives me the greatest pleasure to declare the 20th Commonwealth Games open.
Number three. There's going to be 23 sports in this upcoming Commonwealth Games, and it changes every competition. Those of which are athletics, swimming, badminton, boxing, field hockey, lawn bowling, netball, rugby sevens, squash, and weightlifting.
Look at this. This is an abiding memory of these games.
Number four. The 2018 Commonwealth Games are being held on Australia's Gold Coast. Australia also happens to be the country that has won the most medals in Commonwealth Games history. Number five. The mascot for the 2018 Commonwealth Games is Barobi, the blue koala. Not only is he blue, but he also has his own theme song.
This could be the time.
Yeah, that's some interesting facts about the Commonwealth Games.
Now,
the ones we just had, let's see what we can find out about. The opening ceremony, wasn't there some cool
ball,
music, wasn't
there? Ball,
yeah, what's ball. The ball called?
Perry.
Can we do a ball one?
Oh,
hang on, let's see what we can do. Shall we do the Raging Bull enters the arena?
Yes.
Right, let's have a look. So, we'll explain what's going on. Big Perry the Bull walking in. If anyone hasn't seen the Open Ceremony of the 2022, then I suggest you go on and have a look on YouTube now. It's available. It was held in Birmingham this year. And I found out last night a lady called Emily that I used to be an entertainer with in the UK. She goes all over the world singing now. She did singing in a band for all the people who are working behind the scenes for this. There was 5,000 people just to help make this show happen. And they had a party, and she sang at it for them. Yeah, Emily. So, yeah, that was interesting. So the bull looks a bit sad now. He's bowing his head. Don't know why. There's lots of people walking in with lots of colours. What kind of colours can we see? Green, yeah, and yellow, yeah, and pink. Yeah. We're all looking at the bull now, and he's lifting his head up. Oh, he's getting higher, lifting it higher and higher. And he's got some steam coming out of his nose.
He's
that kind of noise, isn't he? Yeah. He hasn't got this coming out of his nose. There's no lasers coming out of his nose, is there? No lasers.
He's a robot.
A robot bull. You can see some people running along the bottom now where the cameras. He's getting a different position. And he's stood right up now. And all the people are moving out of the way because I think he's going to move. Look at him move. He's on wheels. But the wheels are connected to his feet. So as he moves, his feet move. Look at that. So it actually looks like he's walking, doesn't it? Isn't that cool?
See, I told you he's a robot.
He's a robot bull, yeah. I didn't think he was a real bull, was he? I never thought he was a real bull.
He's a robot.
Yeah. Oh, we've got some... They're having a party now, jumping up and down. That's some crazy dancing. Was there some Irish dancing?
Scottish dancing.
Yeah, Scottish dancing. Come to Scottish dancing. They're all having a good dance. There you go. So, yeah. Well, it's not very interesting for everybody listening to for us just sit and watch the Commonwealth Games, is it? So what we probably need is some facts about the Commonwealth Games. That's what people really want. So, let's find out. Put the microphone back up for you, Alba. What do you know about the Commonwealth Games, Alba?
That someone paid for all of the tickets for all the people to go there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who paid?
I forgot her name.
The Queen?
No.
No?
Yes, the Queen.
Oh, maybe.
Hey, Harry! Harry!
Yeah, so, shall we talk about who got what medals?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you see what's at the top, Alba?
Yeah.
You need the microphone.
Australia.
How many gold did they get?
67.
How many
57 silver.
Yeah.
54 bronze. And total 178.
Wow, that's a lot of medals. What about England?
They got 57 gold. 66 silver, 53 bronze, total 176.
So they just missed out on winning the whole games by two medals. Two medals. All right. And then third.
I don't know where
that's Canada.
Canada got 26 gold, 32 silver, 34 bronze. And total 92.
That's quite a big difference, isn't it? So it was a pretty clear first and second, like 80 medals more than the next one, Canada. And then it dropped by 30 to India. And then New Zealand got 49 total. How many Scotland, golds? How many golds did they get, Alba?
We got 20.
Yeah.
12 silver, 17 bronze.
Okay, cool. And then we also like Scotland because Mummy's from Scotland, isn't she?
Stop it.
Hang on. Alma doesn't need to help.
And Scotland got 13 gold, 11 silver, and 27 bronze.
That's pretty good.
Total 51.
That's really good, actually, because they got 27 bronze and a third place only got 34. So they did quite well there. Don't do that. Right, then, who else do we like? Oh, we like Wales, because we're Welsh, aren't we?
Yeah. Wales got 8 gold,
I like Australia.
6 silver, 14...
I like England, I mean.
Okay.
14 bronze, total 28.
What's that bass, Cora? Have we got Elmo? We got a Kiwi book. We told our Kiwi book up, don't we? There
you go. Can we just cool. keep going?
Yeah, let's keep going. So distracted. Photoshop opportunity. So we did Wales.
Scotland,
so we got 28 medals. It's not bad.
What is that?
Scotland and Wales, Nigeria. We probably don't need to talk about Nigeria.
Yeah. They got
Where's Ireland? Did Ireland compete? Should we see if Ireland got any medals? Hang on. Oh, I can't see an island. What island competed?
Daddy.
Can't see Ireland. Can we see Ireland? Hang on.
Daddy.
Hang on. Can't see Ireland. Oh, okay. Oh, where? So where's the next Commonwealth Games going to be? So it's going to be in Victoria, Australia in 2026. So it's every 4 years. Yeah? So that's cool, isn't it? And I knew that because my work has been helping plan. Because it takes a long time to get ready to do a host to Commonwealth Games. Or any games, Olympic Games. Because you have to build loads of like hotels and all the sports arenas. Yes?
We have the bed off
that
Sesame Street.
That's the Sesame Street sign in your bedroom, isn't it? On the back of Elmo's bottom. Yeah. No. So we brought Elmo because Daddy uses Elmo for his work. Isn't that funny? I don't want like three microphones around me, Alba. That's too much. Oh, Elmo's talking. Oh, that's good. Right. So, what else do we know about the Commonwealth Games, Alba? What else have you learnt so far in school about Commonwealth Games?
Sports. There's gymnastic, weightlifting.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Dancing. Dancing.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
Grass hockey.
Oh.
Weightlifting.
Yeah. Lots. Is there any of those
you swimming?
Swimming. Hello. Would you like to try diving. Any of those?
Hello. Hello.
Did you see a sport you wanted to try?
Yeah,
you didn't see one you wanted to try?
No.
Oh. Did you not want to try the dancing one? So it's rhythmic gymnastics, wasn't it? And remember, she was doing like juggling and dancing and gymnastics at the same time. That's a bit like acro.
How?
Well, that's probably all like, it's a bit like what Jess and Jay do, isn't it? In Freedom to Fly. Yeah?
They do not do juggling.
They do juggling.
They do not.
They do. Jay does juggling.
Well,
I'm pretty sure Jess can do juggling.
Jess doesn't for
I'm pretty
our
sure
classes.
She can. Well, they'll soon be back and we can put them to the test. But imagine if you practice your juggling skills and you could juggle and dance and do your bendy stuff. Pretty cool, isn't it? Then you'd be ready to go to a games, wouldn't you?
Cooler. Yep.
All right.
Get up there.
Okay.
Get right. Cooler.
Cora, let go. Right, live radio, folks. Okay, let's put some music on. Let's put some music on. What should we put on? I've got some cool songs over here. Oh, I like this one today. Let's do this. Right. A shout out to our friends Gemma, Murray and Solly, who sadly have the COVID and have been trapped for a few days, but not long and you'll be free. Especially as our freezer's now rammed with a certain thing. But yes! And anybody else who might be suffering in this lovely winter of bugs and flus and things, enjoy the tunes. Oh, 'cause see Alan pulling up now in his big car. Heart done by you.
Some things look better, baby, just passing through.
A map is not a guess, an estimation, or a hunch, a feeling, or a foolish intuition.
Yes,
but a map is a dependable, unwavering, inarguably accurate portrayer.
This is Winnie the Pooh.
Of your position. Never trust your ears, your nose, your eyes. Putting faith in them is most unwise. Here's a phrase you all must memorize. In a printed word is where truth lies.
Yes, but Robert...
Never trust your tummies, tails, or toes. You can't learn a thing from any of those. Here's another fact I must disclose. From the mighty pen, true wisdom flows. If it says so, then it is so. If it is so, well, so it is. A thought's not fit to think till it's printed in ink. Then it says so. So it is.
Oh, yes, but I think that...
Never trust that thing between your ears. Brains will get you nowhere fast, my dears. Haven't had a need for mine in years. On the pages where the truth appears. If it says so, then it is so. If it is so, so it is. A thought's not fit to think until it's printed in ink. Never differ from or doubt it. Or go anywhere without it. Thank goodness we've got this. So we don't need to fret about it. If it says so, so it is.
Choose from your playlist. We'll be finishing in a minute.
I want that top one.
Hey, Gabby.
Hi, dear.
Watermelon.
The top one from here.
This is the top one.
No.
I don't know which one you want. Hang on. Let's bring it closer so we can see it. Right.
No, that one.
This one here. No. Can you point? This is quite hard. You are pointing, but I can't see anything.
Awesome!
Got to be you, feet, Bob.
Right, I'm gonna go down. I'm gonna highlight the song chord. Which one do you want? This one. 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 That's not the top. It's in the middle. Come join the fun squad.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. How about I put the mics on?
Oh, 98.1 Redland Community Radio.
Jump right out of bed in the morning. Hate my breakfast time to get going. Grab my sis and bro to get rolling.
Time to rev life up a gear, but then back for
make the choice to dance in the rain.
You can join the fun squad.
The best things in life are free.
Friendship, laughter, family.
If we're worried, disagree.
It's time to join the fun squad.
Come on, join the fun squad.
Finished. Right, that's the end of another show. How was that, kids?
Good.
Yeah, what did we do about it again?
Kiwis and Commonwealth Games.
Didn't we, Cora? Was that good? You wanted to do Kiwis for a while, haven't you? Yeah. Maybe Bryn listened and learned about Kiwis. That their eggs are so big that they can't really eat in the end of being pregnant because it's only 20% of their body left because the rest of it's filled up with a big egg. Because the Kiwis come out and they're so ready, they don't even need their mummies. Just tell Mummy about that. I think she would have liked that if Bryn came out. She could have gone on holiday for a bit. Right. So, we'll go back over here. Thanks, everybody. It's been good fun, hasn't it? What? I thought it'd been good fun. So, this was us. We need to do a new jingle. So, we're 8 till 9.
And I was mostly set on that.
She did mostly sit on that seat. And then I need to get doing my show again, don't I? So, we'll advertise that. G Factor Juniors playing Saturday mornings.
I'll be riding shotgun on the
Hi, I'm G Factor.
Hi, I'm Albert.
Hi, I'm Cora.
Our dad helped us play our favourite song.
I love waking up radio.
Tune in or catch up online where anything can happen with the station's youngest ever DJs. Saturday mornings at 9. Now that's what I call music by DJ G Factor. Join me for my private collection of UK chart music from 1983 to the present day, plus some special guests in the studio. Wednesdays and Saturdays, 7 till 9 at night, or anytime on Listen Again. Rock, pop, dance, drum and bass, R&B, hip hop, indie, and much, much more. Now that's what I call music.